you saying that.
And what sign?
8:13, the time of Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here. There goes the sun up over the hill, setting off the kaleidoscope on my canvas here. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show. So we are welcoming Joy Ditburner with the Laguna Dance Festival this morning. Laguna Dance Festival, if you've known anything about them, they value equality and diversity and inclusion, and they're committed to furthering those values. Conversation this morning is going to involve that, plus the Winter Gala, which starts on December 3rd. Before we introduce you to Joy, let me say hello to Joelle, who is at with our Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. A very good morning to you, Joelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How did I'm curious. Yeah. How did the yacht thing go? The boat.
The Trimixer Chamber. Yes. Yeah. It was very cool. I've never been on a yacht.
Okay.
I do get motion sickness.
Uh-oh.
But it was in the harbor, so people were, like, making fun of me, thinking, like, you know. But every time we made a big turn, I had to, like, look down because so I didn't want to.
What does the motion sickness feel like when it starts to happen? What is that? I'm curious.
I'm like, what's happening?
Okay. You get the little...
My whole body, like, I feel like my equilibrium is, like, off.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the people were great. The drinks were great.
All right.
We had like, oh gosh, we had a lot of our members there.
All right.
And so that was cool. And like Maryland Wellness Studio, she's right down here.
Right.
We had Stefanos Jewelry. We had Liquid for Life.
Okay.
Spot Violet. All yeah. Right. So
you told me a good story just a minute ago about the hot dog place.
Yeah.
Share that with me, please.
I'm really excited about Yummy Dogs that's coming to
Yummy Dogs.
Yeah. The Catmosphere, where the Catmosphere was.
Right.
And the family that's opening up is awesome. They were at the new member meet and greet on Tuesday. They were at the Trimixer yesterday, and they're just awesome. Right. And so I'm excited.
It's a father and daughter team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to steal what he says, that she's the yummy and he's the dog.
Very cool. That's very, very cool. Yeah. I've never been a huge fan of hot dogs, but I am a supporter of that place, and I can't wait to go and pick up hot dogs for the entire office here. Joy, I'll include you in that when it happens. Joy Ditburner is with the Laguna Dance Festival. A very good morning, Joy.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So tell us about the Winter Gala that starts on December 3rd. Let's start there.
Okay, I'd love to. So Laguna Dance Festival is celebrating its 17th season this year.
Wow.
And we've changed our location. We're now going to be at the gorgeous Surf and Sand.
Oh,
we're very excited
nice.
About that. And the gala is called Home for the Holidays.
Okay.
Laguna Beach. So stay home and come to our event Saturday, December 3rd. I think... And I have been to almost every gala in town. We have the best gala. We have the most fun. I mean, it is a total performance in itself. Our artistic director, Jody Gates, we hire professional dancers, and they are basically performing throughout the evening until the end when we all get up and dance. So it is a really, really fun event. And the tickets for Laguna Beach are very inexpensive. They're $250 a ticket.
Right.
And we still have space for some sponsors.
Okay.
So we'd love to have you there. It starts at 5 o'clock because we're going to have sunset cocktails, and hopefully the weather will, usually is here, not
oh,
a problem.
It's going to be beautiful. I'm predicting ahead. I'm closing my eyes with my hand to my forehead.
Thank
I'm predicting
you.
It's going to be good weather.
And that's sunset. So, and then it's black tie optional, so we're going to let people get as dressed as they want for the holidays. And for some men, that means a fancy Hawaiian shirt. But for the little ladies, we always get to get dressed up and wear a black dress and or a red dress for the holidays. So I hope you'll come.
I love every opportunity to dress up. If there's an opportunity and I can throw something nice on, throwing it on.
And I happen to have brought an extra invitation.
Oh, I'll take
just
it.
For you.
I'll take it. Look at this. I'll even shave that night. I'll do all of the right stuff. Thank you so much for that. I mentioned that the Laguna Dance Festival values equity and diversity and inclusion. Do you feel that when as being part of it?
Well, we try.
Okay.
I would not say that Laguna is a very diverse city.
Right.
So, you know, we try to reach out, but we have given opportunities to many different students. We give a scholarship for every master class we teach, and we usually do it at the high school. We let them have five scholarship students or just, students can come for free. And it's up to the teacher at the high school to pick them. Right. And then we have our wonderful board supports students from A Step Beyond, which is in San Diego, and The Wooden Floor, and other places like that where they don't have this opportunity. So, yes, we do. I mean, we'd like to have more diversity in Laguna, but right. there isn't that much right. to get.
So you work with what we have here, right?
We work with what we have, but we do have diversity in who we bring.
Right.
You know, like complexions and Alonzo King lines, and we brought Malpaso, which means misstep. And they're from Havana, and we were the first company to present them on the West Coast. And now they're, you know, all over the world.
Right.
And we brought in Black Grace from New Zealand. We always try to bring one interesting international company a year.
You seem to have been successful in doing this for 17 years, because for 17 years, it really has been a knockout. I've been living here forever, and yeah. I'm just absolutely in love with the stuff you guys do.
Well, thank you. It's world class. That's what we are, world class.
Do you dance?
No.
Did you dance ever? Did you dance class?
I only danced in college.
Okay, there we go. Now we're talking.
No, I don't. I'm a yogi.
Okay, all right. And we're catching you on your way to Pilates here pretty soon, right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, congratulations there. So the exquisite, and I'm gonna read this directly from your site, and then ask you to explain this for me, if you wouldn't mind. The exquisite beauty of dance must also be relevant to our community if we are to survive as an art form and an organization. Explain that to me.
Well, part of it is, well, we believe that, and we're trying to make sure that it happens as best we can. Mm-hmm. We have added a few new board members that are not in Laguna, which we're so happy about.
Right.
So we're not just Laguna-centric. We're world-class in all of South Orange County. Right. And we do have a little diversity there, and we have several men on our board, which is pretty nice. That's
right.
That's easy.
And is that a rarity? Has there not been men on the board before?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
So that's kind of new. We're glad about that. And we have someone who's, we have a Persian, but other than that, we just mainly focus on the students that we teach and the companies that we bring. Okay. We would like to have more diversity on our board as well, but can't always get there.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. It is the Home for the Holidays. It's Saturday, December 3rd. There is still space available. And if they want to purchase tickets, you go to LagunaDanceFestival.org.
Right.
LagunaDanceFestival.org is a way to pick up tickets, a way to support this magnificent, magnificent Laguna Dance Festival.
And one thing that we do, I'd like to say quickly, if I have time.
You got all day.
We do a lot of local community events, and we dance. We bring in dancers, and there are a lot of diversity in the dancers we bring on First Thursday's Art Walk. And this November 3rd, I believe, is at Dawson Cole.
Oh.
Beautiful fine art gallery, gorgeous gallery. It's so fun to dance in there among the beautiful art. We're going to have dancers there. And then again, we're going to be at the Art Museum in January. So that's already planned. And we already are in the planning stages and have pinned down who's going to be dancing at the festival in February.
Oh, very cool.
This February, we're going back to the Playhouse. It's the 24th, 26th, and 24th, 25th, and 26th of February at the Laguna Playhouse. And we're bringing, I think I can say it. We haven't really announced it, but why not?
This is the place to do it. If you're going to announce anything, this is the place.
Okay, we're going to bring the Cincinnati Ballet and Hubbard Street Chicago dance. And Jody Gates is our artistic director. She's the founder and artistic director. She was a dancer for the Philadelphia Ballet, the Frankfurt Ballet. And then when she retired and hung up her pointe shoes, she was a professor at UCI. And then she moved to USC, and she started the USC Gloria Kaufman School of Dance there. It was, you know, basically she designed the whole thing.
Right.
She just in the summer was taken away by the Cincinnati Ballet to become their artistic director. And that's a very rare thing for women to be artistic directors in companies that large. So we're very honored to have her still programming for us here in Laguna, because this is her home.
Right.
And She's trying to get used to Cincinnati, but come on.
So those of us in town that know about dance heard the words Cincinnati Ballet and just did high fives with each other, because that's a big get. That's actually a really big get. So congratulations there. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
And we'll also keep the audience in tune to exactly when these events are happening.
Yes, thank you.
I spoke to Julie Perlin Lee yesterday at the Lugan Art Museum and went, what a great combination that's going to be.
Yes, we try to dance there quite a lot because the space is beautiful.
Right.
In the steel gallery, it's nice and big and gives the dancers. And I think, from what I can tell, we really help bring in a big crowd.
Right. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, because it's free. Yeah. It's a free community event.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are ballers. You're ballers, I'm telling you. It is the Winter Gala, and it is home for the holidays, Saturday, December 3rd, at the Surf and Sand, and again, LagunaDanceFestival.org. Joelle, what do you got coming up?
Well, I think everybody should make a big art walk this November 3rd.
Yes.
Go see your dancers.
Thank you.
Also, the gallery at the Villa is having their ribbon cutting.
Okay.
So that's at 5:30, and that will be cool. And then we have another ribbon cutting November 10th with the Coast Film and Music Festival. So that's at 5 o'clock. But if you want to, like, enjoy the party, you got to get your tickets.
Yeah. Right.
So there's that. And then Small Business Saturday. All businesses that want to be part of Small Business Saturday, we'll support you on Think Laguna First. You don't have to be a member for this. We just want to support people to shop locally.
Very cool.
And get me your flyer or your forms filled out so I can promote and put you on Instagram and our website and everything too, so we know what your deal is.
Right. Saturday. And before I let you go, we're decorating windows for the holidays.
Yes.
And can we say anything about it yet, or do you want to wait till next week and maybe give a little more information?
I'm gonna wait to make sure.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go get you gelato, Fila's gelato. Oh,
I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, I'll buy.
I love all the members. I'm supporting all of them.
I love you so much. That's Joelle at the Laguna Beach Chamber. Once again, Joy Didburner, Laguna Dance Festival. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy Pilates.
Thank you.
All right, 8:26 the time. Mornings with Ed.